As you see, we're doing a lot of different things this evening.
Ak ste si všimli, tak dnes večer robíme toho veľmi veľa.
And there's more to come.
A ešte viacej nás čaká.
Okay, let's get started. I'm just saying it again. I got to get myself started.
Takže začneme. Môžem, že to už si povedal 5 krát.
Okay, let's pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we can meet here and that you show up.
Pane Ježišu, ďakujeme ti za to, že sa tu môžeme stretávať a za to, že ty sa tu zjavuješ.
Lord, we want to get to know you more tonight.
A Pane, tak chceme ťa spoznať viac dnes večer.
Lord, we want to leave changed.
A chceme odtiaľto odísť zmenený.
Lord, we want to hear from you.
Chceme počuť od teba.
So we just invite you to do all those things in our lives tonight.
A tak ťa prosím, aby ty si robil všetky tieto veci v našich životoch.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, tonight our theme is the Festival of Lights.
Dnes večer našou témou je Festival svetiel.
We're going to be talking about this Jewish festival Hanukkah.
Budeme hovoriť o židovskom sviatku Hanika.
And to give a little
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Almost like you're spitting up on yourself. Hanukkah, okay?
Ako keby ste sa chceli vyplúť, že
Hanukkah. Okay, Hanukkah, okay. Can you guys say that together? 1, 2, 3.
Viete to povedať všetci? Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, okay. All right, good. And let's just hit our next slide because there is a biblical context for this holiday. And it, we find it in John.
Okay, I translate.
Yeah, you can translate.
A na ďalšom snímku máme biblické prepojenie tohto sviatku.
Because Jesus celebrated this holiday.
Pretože aj Pán Ježiš oslavoval tento sviatok.
And we see in John chapter 10 verses 22 to 23.
Vidíme v Jánovi v 10. kapitole 22. a 23. verš.
So then came the feast of dedication, Hanukkah.
Potom prišiel sviatok zasvetcovania alebo Chanuka.
At Jerusalem.
V Jeruzaleme.
And it was winter and it was cold probably.
Bola zima a bola asi aj zima vonku.
And Jesus is in the temple during this festival.
A Pán Ježiš sa nachádza v chráme počas týchto sviatkov.
And as we're going to see tonight, Hanukkah is all about the celebration of miracles and freedom.
A ako uvidíme aj dnes večer, tak Chanuka je sviatok o zázrakoch
and miracles and
freedom.
A o oslobodení alebo slobode.
And how we're going to do the teaching tonight is I'm going to do part of it and Chad's, our historian, is going to do another part.
A ja spravím jednu polovicu a Chad, náš historik, spraví druhú polovicu.
So Chad's going to come up here, he's going to tell us about the history of Hanukkah and then I'm going to talk about how Jesus celebrated Hanukkah.
Čiže Chad príde a on nám povie celú tú históriu ohľadom Chanuky. A ja vám poviem, ako Pán Ježiš oslavoval tento sviatok.
So come on up, Chad. Snap that on you.
Okay, let's see if I know how to work this. All right. Hello.
Ahojte.
Why does this work like this?
Here.
Okay, I'll hold it.
There you go.
Thank you. All right, so to start off, the history of Hanukkah actually isn't in the Bible.
Čiže história tohto sviatku Chanuky nie je v Biblii.
But some of the origins are. So
ale niektoré tie také prvopočiatky sú.
So we're going to start out talking about the candlestick or the menorah.
Budeme hovoriť o svietniku alebo o minore.
So if you remember back when Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments from God.
Ak si spomenáte, keď bol Mojžiš na vrchu Sione a prijímal od Pána Boha 10 Božích prikázaní.
God also gave him details for how to make the tabernacle, for how to make the candlestick and other items.
Pán Boh mu dal úplne detailný zoznam toho, ako spraviť, či už držiaky na sviečky, alebo aký veľký má byť chrám, alebo čo všetko tam má byť.
And our focus will be on the menorah.
A naše zameranie teraz bude na túto minoru.
So coming from Exodus chapters 25 and 37, or 25 and 27, we have a few verses here.
Z kapitol 25 a 27 máme zo pár veršov tu.
So God said to make a command or make a lampstand of pure gold, hammer out its base and its shaft, and make its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms of one piece with them, and then make it seven lamps and set them up on it so that they can light the space in front of it. Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light so that the lamps may be kept burning.
Potom urob si svietnik z čistého zlata, stepaného zlata urob si svietnik, podstave i jeho ramena, kališky, hlavice i kvety na ňom z jedného kusu urob, preň aj sedem lamp, lampy postav naň, aby osvetľovali priestor pred ním. Ty však prikáž Izraelcom, nech ti prinesú čistý olivový olej z rozlučených olív na svetlo, aby ustavične horiaca lampa mohla byť nastavená.
Okay, so that's sort of the history of the menorah. And a few hundred years later,
čiže to je história tejto menory a asi niekoľko 100 rokov neskôr.
Israel was invaded by Assyria and Babylonia.
Izrael bol obliehaný Asýriou a Babylóniou.
And eventually this man called Alexander the Great took over.
A nakoniec prišiel tento chlapík, ktorý sa volal Alexander Veľký a zmocnil sa ich.
Next slide, please. All right, so here we have Alexander the Great.
Tu máme Alexandra Veľkého.
Around 332 BC, he took over and his rule was largely peaceful.
A asi okolo 323 pred Kristom Alexander začal vládnuť. 32 or 23?
332 BC.
32.
And then in 323 BC, Alexander died and his territory was divided.
Čiže 332 sa ich zaujal a 323 zomrel a jeho teritória, ktoré mal, boli rozdelené.
And next slide, please. And eventually this man called Antiochus the Fourth took over the area known as Palestine.
A neskôr potom tento človek Antiochus IV prevzal vládu.
And he called himself Epiphanes, meaning God manifest.
A sám seba nazval Epiphanes, čo sa dá preložiť ako Božie zjavenie, alebo ako sa Pán Boh predstavuje.
And people didn't like him and they started calling him Ephemendes, which means the crazy one.
A ľuďom sa to nepáčilo, tak ho začali volať Ephemendes, čo znamená, že v preklade je ten bláznivý.
So now the people of Palestine were difficult to rule.
Čiže ľudia v Palestine bolo im veľmi ťažké vládnuť.
They didn't like all that Antiochus was doing.
A nepáčilo sa im, čo tento Antiochus robil.
So he decided to get hard with the Jews.
Tak sa rozhodol, že bude trošku tvrdší na Židov.
He started outlawing all of the Jewish traditions.
Začal zakazovať všetky židovské tradície.
They were no longer allowed to keep the Sabbath.
Nemohli už dodržiavať ani šabat.
And if anyone circumcised their children on the seventh day like they were supposed to, then they would be put to death.
A ak by niekto obrezával deti v 7. deň, tak 8. Is it 7 or 8?
Yeah.
8. deň, tak by boli zavraždení.
And he also put up an idol of Zeus in the temple. And
a takisto dal aj modlu Zeusa do chrámu.
And he started offering pigs, you know, the forbidden animal on the temple.
A začal do tohto chrámu Božieho, do svetostánku, začal tam prinášať obete z prasiat, ktoré prasata boli veľmi zakázané, nečisté zvieratá.
And also prostitution was held in the temple.
A takisto aj prostitúcia sa odohrávala priamo v chráme.
Okay, next slide, please. All right, so they went to a small town outside of Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice to their gods.
Čiže išli vonku z Jeruzalema, aby obetovali nejakú obeť s ich bohu, alebo ich bohom.
And this priest named Mattathias was there. He was supposed to help offer a pagan sacrifice.
A tento kňaz Mattathias mal obetovať nejakú obeť, nejaké prasiatko.
And what he did instead was kill the Jew who was administering it and also the Syrian official who was overseeing.
Ale on namiesto toho, čo spravil, bolo, že zabil Žida, ktorý bol a nejakého sýrijského úradníka, ktorý plánoval priniesť túto obeť.
And as he fled, he cried out for all who were zealous for the law to follow him and his sons.
A ako utekal, tak kričal, že všetci, čo sú za zákon, tak nech nasledujú jeho a jeho syna.
And over the next year or so, he and his sons led some guerrilla warfare against the Syrians.
A ďalšie roky jeho synovia, alebo tí, čo boli za ním, tak mali veľkú vojnu proti Asýrii.
And it wasn't long before Mattathias, the leader, died because he was old.
A netrvalo dlho, kým tento človek Mattathias nezomrel, pretože už bol dosť starý.
And his son Judah took over.
A jeho syn Juda, alebo Judáš, prevzal vládu.
Okay, next slide, please. All right, so Judah became known as the Maccabee.
Tento Juda, ktorý sa tiež stal známy ako Juda Makabejský.
This is based on the Hebrew word for hammer, because that's what he did to his enemies.
The Maccabee?
Yeah.
to slovo Makabejský znamená kladivo a to prišlo z toho, to vlastne, čo robil tento Juda jeho nepriateľom.
And although they were very outnumbered, they eventually retook Jerusalem and the temple.
A i keď boli presile, alebo teda bola presila proti ním, tak zaujali Jeruzalém.
And the temple was then cleansed of all the everything that had happened in there.
A vyčistili chrám od všetkého, čo sa tam dialo.
They began to worship God again.
Začali uctievať znovu Pána Boha.
And the Jews had their first first self-rule in how many years? 600 years.
A vlastne po 600 rokoch mali Židia znovu svoju vlastnú vládu.
It wouldn't last long, but that's another story.
Netrvalo im to síce dlho, ale to je už iný príbeh.
Next slide, please. All right, so here we get to what tonight's about.
Čiže teraz sa dostávame k tomu, o čom je aj dnešná noc.
In the Talmud, they describe a story where the candle had, of course, gone out.
A v Talmude sa dostali k príbehu, kde svieca zhasla.
And the oil that was supposed to be purified to fuel the lamp had run low and they only had one day's supply left.
A ten olej, ktorý mal byť očistený a vysvetený, tak im došiel a už mali len toľko, aby mali na jeden deň.
And it would take 8 days until more oil could be
reproduced
or purified,
a
delivered.
Trvalo by asi 8 dní, aby mohli vyrobiť znovu takýto olej prečistený a vysvetený.
And rather than wait to light the candle, they wanted to do it immediately. So they went ahead and lit the candle.
A namiesto toho, aby čakali so zasvieteným tohto svietnika, kým už nebudú mať dostatok toho, tak to chceli proste vtedy hneď spraviť, tak zasvietili ten svietnik.
And it remained lit for 8 days until they could receive more oil.
A tento svietnik horel 8 dní, až kým neprišli tie zásoby, ktoré potrebovali.
I just want to stress this as a Jewish legend.
Chcem zdôrazniť, že toto je židovská legenda.
But I personally believe it really happened.
Ale ja osobne verím tomu, že sa to skutočne stalo.
So, this is getting on to how the Jews celebrate Hanukkah today.
Čiže keď sa dostaneme k tomu, ako Židia oslavujú Chanuku dnes.
It's celebrated on the 25th of Kislev, which is around December.
Oslavuje sa 25. Kisleva, čo je okolo decembra, Kisla.
And Hanukkah means dedication, so it's also known as the Feast of Dedication.
Čiže Hanukkah znamená aj sviatok zasvetenia alebo odovzdávania sa.
Celebrating the rededication of the temple.
Kde oslavujeme to znovu zasvetenie Božieho chrámu.
And it's also known as the Feast of Lights, Festival of Lights.
A takisto je to známe ako sviatok svetiel.
Because the way they celebrate is to light candles in their homes and everything looks really nice and pretty.
A ako to oni oslavujú, že proste zasvietia takto sviečky v domácnosti a všetko vyzerá pekne.
And in fact, they have a special menorah. Instead of the 7 representing perfection, they have one with 9 sticks to represent the days that the candle remained lit.
A namiesto takéhoto klasického, ako tu vidíte, 7-ramenného svietnika, majú 9-ramenný svietnik, kde to reprezentuje tých 8, teda 9 dní, kedy tá, to svetlo svietilo.
Which brings us to Christ.
Čo nás prináša takisto ku Kristovi.
Now if I get the microphone up. There we go.
All right, thanks, Chad.
No, we have that one at home.
Okay. Okay. So, next slide, please. So Chad, how do you do this? Am I good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Festival Lights. We've got the history.
Vypočuli sme si takú skrátenú históriu a Sviatok svetiel.
And from that point on, there was this celebration of all these things that Chad had just spoken about.
A od toho času za každým Židia oslavujú tento sviatok.
And it was celebrated by lighting the menorah.
A oslavuje sa to tým, že sa zapáli minora.
I've been doing it with my guys this week because it started on the first of this month.
A ja to robím s mojimi chalanmi každý večer tento týždeň, lebo sa to začalo 1. decembra.
Kids love it. It's playing with fire, right?
A naši chalani to úplne milujú, lebo sa hrajú s ohňom.
Right, and how it goes is you light the middle one, which is called the Shema.
A ako to funguje, je, že zasvietite najskôr tú strednú, ktorá sa volá Shema.
And each...
Shemash.
Shemash, Shemash, okay. And each day, we got our Hebrew teacher here.
Odborníka na hebrejčinu.
And each day, each progressive day, you light an additional candle.
A každý ďalší deň zasvietíš ďalšiu tú sviečku.
There were special prayers during this time.
A boli rôzne špeciálne modlitby počas tohto sviatku.
There are special games, like playing with this dreidel. It's kind of like a dice or a top.
A špeciálne hry s dreidlom.
Dreidel, okay. People give gifts.
Čo vyzerá ako kocka, ľudia si dávajú darčeky.
And there's even special foods.
A doma, Erik,
doma.
Dnes večer. A ľudia si dávajú darčeky.
Even,
jedlo je špeciálne.
So like these, everything, basically everything fried and cheesy, okay?
Slovak.
It's very Slovak-like.
Že všetko vypražené a syrové, vravím, že jak slovenské.
And guess what? We've got a bunch of it in the kitchen. It'll come out afterwards.
Nebojte sa, máme v kuchyni nachystané, keď vydržíte do konca.
Right. We want to have a full experiential Hanukkah thing tonight.
Chceme mať úplne, chceme sa vyžiť úplne v tomto sviatku Chanukah dnes večer.
So that's how they celebrate.
Takže takto to oslavujú.
But it has this deeper meaning in it, right?
Ale za tým celým sa skrýva ešte o mnoho hlbší význam.
Because it's kind of like for them, it's like Independence Day.
Lebo pre nich je to ako keby deň nezávislosti.
Mixed in with like Christmas.
Ktorý sa zmiešal s Vianocami.
You know, and with this idea of faith overcoming.
A s pozadím myšlienky, že viera premáha všetko alebo víťazí.
You know, overcoming bigger challenges that you cannot meet on your own.
Zvíťazí viera nad výzvami, ktoré nedokážeš sám zo seba splniť.
It's a holiday about miracles.
Je to sviatok o zázrakoch.
It's a holiday about light overcoming darkness.
Je to sviatok o tom, že svetlo víťazí nad tmou.
And it would be in these times that people would be very much like how we have for Christmas.
A v takýchto časoch je to, ako my mávame počas Vianoc.
This feeling of advent, of expectation of coming.
Je to taký pocit adventu, pocit očakávania.
And they were expecting one very specific thing.
A oni očakávali jednu alebo jedného veľmi špecifického človeka alebo vec.
And let's look at the next slide.
A ďalší.
Got a few more verses, and actually, if you can just read in Slovak, and us English speakers will follow along.
Čiže máme ešte zo pár veršov, ja to prečítam v slovenčine a ostatní si to prečítajú v angličtine. V Jeruzaleme nastali slávnosti posvetenia chrámu a bola zima. Keď sa Ježiš prechádzal v chráme v sieni Šalamonovej, obklúčili ho Židia a spýtali sa ho, dokedy nám budeš držať dušu v napätí? Ak si ty, Kristus, povedz nám to otvorene.
So Jesus is in the temple, the very place where this whole celebration got started.
Čiže Pán Ježiš sa nachádza v tomto chráme, kde tento sviatok úplne začal od začiatku.
He's in the temple where the pigs had been sacrificed in.
Je v tom chráme, kde sa obetovali aj tie prasatá.
He's in the temple where the menorah was lit and it continued on for 8 days.
Je v tom istom chráme, kde sa zasvietila táto minora? Dobre? Menora. A svietila ďalších 8 dní.
And the people have one question for him.
A ľudia sa ho pýtajú len jedinú otázku.
You know, how long are you going to keep us in suspense?
Ako dlho nás budeš ešte držať tu v napätí?
How long are you going to keep it a mystery?
Ako dlho budeme ešte hádať? Bude to záhada pre nás.
You know, are you the Messiah? Yes or no?
Si ty ten Mesiáš? Áno alebo nie?
We want to know.
Chceme vedieť.
You know, because this is a very politically charged celebration.
Pretože tento sviatok je veľmi nabitý takým politickým nábojom.
You know, and these people are adventing or they're longing and expecting the Messiah to come.
Pretože títo ľudia žijú v takom advente, v takom očakávaní Mesiáša, ktorý má prísť.
They are in hard times at this moment.
Sú, nachádzajú sa v ťažkých časoch v tom momente.
The Romans are under Roman rule and it's very tough.
A pretože sú pod rímskou nadvládou a nemajú to ľahké.
And these people 200 years later after the Maccabees.
A títo ľudia o 200 rokov neskôr po tých Makabejcoch
are longing for someone like Judah Maccabee to come and save them.
Oni túžia doslova po niekom takom, ako bol Juda Makabejský, aby prišiel a zachránil ich.
And they are hungering for Messiah.
A sú hladní po Mesiášovi.
And they want to know, Jesus, are you him or not?
A pýtajú sa Pána Ježiša, si to ty alebo nie?
Because if you would read in John chapter 8 and 9, there's this growing expectation that Jesus is something different.
Pretože ak by ste si čítali Ján 8 a 9, tak by ste si tam všimli, že je tam také narastajúce očakávanie toho, že Pán Ježiš je niečo iné.
And they keep asking these questions, they hint again, are you the one that we're looking for?
A stále sa ho tam pýtajú tú jednu otázku, si to ten, koho čakáme?
And you know, if there would be any time for Jesus to reveal himself, you know, with a bang, with fireworks, this would be it.
A ak by sa mal Pán Ježiš kedykoľvek zjaviť, tak toto by bol ten čas, proste ohňostroje a všetko naokolo.
And he could say, yeah, let's start a revolt. Let's go. Are you guys with me? Let's go.
Že dobre, ak ste so mnou, tak ideme, budeme mať revolúciu a ideme im dať.
You know, because that's what they're longing for.
Pretože toto očakávajú.
Now they're longing for this because they're in hard times.
A oni toto očakávajú, lebo sa nachádzajú v ťažkých časoch.
But they're also longing for this because they have a misunderstanding about who is the Christ.
Ale očakávajú to aj preto, lebo majú zlé pochopenie toho, kto je Kristus, čím Kristus má byť.
Because in the Old Testament there were two streams or two veins of prophecy about the Messiah.
Pretože v starej zmluve boli dva prúdy proroctiev, kým bude Kristus, alebo čo prinesie.
You know, one described the Messiah being this conquering king.
Jedno proroctvo, alebo jeden smer bol bol to král, ktorý zvíťazil.
And the other one was the suffering servant.
A druhé proroctvo bolo trpiaci služobník.
And we see it in Daniel chapter 7, verse 14.
Vidíme to v Danielovi v 7. kapitole 14. verši.
Where Daniel gets this vision about what the Messiah is going to be like.
Kde Daniel prijal víziu o tom, kto, ako Mesiáš bude vyzerať.
And it says he's been given all authority.
Je tam napísané, že dostal všetku autoritu alebo moc.
He's been given all glory.
Prijal všetku slávu.
He's powerful.
Je silný.
Says all nations and peoples are going to worship him.
A všetci ľudia a národy a národnosti mu budú slúžiť.
He's going to have a dominion or a kingdom that's going to last forever.
A jeho vláda je večná.
You know, it will never be destroyed.
Nikdy nebude zničená jeho vláda.
Sounds like a great hero.
To znie ako dobrý hrdina.
Sounds like someone you need when times are tough, right?
To znie dobre, potrebujete niekoho takého, keď máte problémy v živote.
And this is the kind of Messiah they were adventing or longing for.
A toto je ten Mesiáš, ktorého očakávali alebo ktorého mali v tom ich advente.
And you know when you have an expectation or you have a dream and you want it so badly that you don't see, you're blind to everything else.
A takisto aj vy možno viete z vášho života, že keď máte nejaký sen alebo máte nejakú túžbu a proste nevidíte nič iné, len toto chcete, aby sa splnilo.
Remember, maybe there's that girl, you thought she was so hot, right?
Možno ste si mysleli o nejakej dievčine, že wow, že to je ona.
She's like, oh, that's the one, right?
Aha.
That's the one. doesn't apply. This is before marriage. You know, all those other girls before.
Všetky dievčatá pred manželstvom.
You know, she's the one, right?
Že toto je ona.
She's perfect.
Ona je dokonalá.
You know, everything she does is right.
Všetko, čo robí, je super, je správne.
Right, and until you figure out you were completely wrong about her, right?
Až zistíte, že ste sa úplne milili o nej.
You're so caught up in the moment that you don't see reality as it is.
Tak ste zamyslení alebo zahlbení v tom momente, v ktorom žijete, že nevidíte celú tú realitu okolo seba.
Because Isaiah speaks about the Messiah in a very different way.
Pretože Izaiáš hovorí o Mesiášovi úplne iným spôsobom.
Says he's one who takes on our pain.
Pretože je tam napísané, že on nesol naše bolesti.
Takes on our sufferings.
Naše utrpenie.
We consider him cursed by God.
Považovali sme ho, že je prekliaty Bohom.
He's pierced or he's beaten for our transgressions.
Je zbitý a prebodnutý za naše prestúpenia.
He's crushed because of our sins.
Je zlomený kvôli našim hriechom.
We are like sheep who have gone astray.
My sme ako ovce, ktoré boli zabludené.
But the Lord God has laid all of our sins and iniquity upon him for us.
Ale Pán Boh položil naše nepravosti a naše hriechy na jeho hlavu.
And Isaiah calls this individual the servant.
A Izaiáš nazýva tohto človeka služobník.
So this crowd at Hanukkah were longing for a hero.
Čiže tento zástup počas Chanuky čakal na nejakého hrdinu.
And they want to know, Jesus, are you him? Are you this guy that Daniel was speaking about?
A pýtali sa Pána Ježiša, si to ty, tento, o ktorom Daniel hovoril?
And we're going to see Jesus' answer. Let's look at the next slide.
A uvidíme odpoveď, ktorú im Pán Ježiš dal.
Mine, miracles and more. Moje.
Mine.
Mine, like moje.
Aha. Moje zázraky a viac.
Okay, so we're gonna actually just read in Slovak, if you wouldn't mind.
Ježiš im riekol, povedal som vám a neveríte. Skutky, ktoré činím, mene svojho otca svedčia o mne. Ale vy neveríte, pretože nie ste z mojich oviec. Moje ovce počúvajú môj hlas a ja ich poznám a nasledujú ma. Ja im dávam večný život a nezahynú na veky. A nikto mi ich nevytrhne z ruky. Čo mi dal Otec je väčšie ako všetko a nikto to nemôže vytrhnúť Otcovi z ruky. Ja a Otec sme jedno.
You know, this Jesus was in the situation where he could have taken advantage of the crowd.
Pán Ježiš sa nachádzal v situácii, kedy mohol využiť tú silu zo zástupu, alebo to, že by za ním stáli celý ten zástup.
He could have played on their emotions.
Mohol im zahrať na city.
But he says it straight and how it is.
Ale hovorím to jasne a tak, jak to je.
So didn't I tell you?
Nehovoril som vám.
But you just don't believe.
Ale vy neveríte.
You know, and he says, you don't believe because you're not mine.
Neveríte, pretože nie ste moji.
You're not my sheep.
Nie ste moje ovečky.
You're not in agreement with me.
Nie ste v súlade so mnou. Nesúhlasíte so mnou.
And he talked about that earlier in the beginning of chapter 10. You can look at that as homework.
A hovoril o tom na začiatku tejto 10. kapitoly. Môžete si to doma pozrieť ako domácu úlohu.
You know, they didn't belong. They weren't his because they didn't believe in him.
A neverili mu, pretože neboli jeho, nepatrili mu.
Peter, his own, had a similar problem.
Peter, ktorý bol jeden z jeho vlastných, mal podobný problém.
We see it in Mark chapter 8.
Markovi v 8. kapitole to vidíme.
Many people are coming to Jesus.
Kde prichádza veľa ľudí za Pánom Ježišom.
And Jesus asks his disciples, who do the people think I am?
A Pán Ježiš sa pýta jeho učeníkov, čo si myslíte, čo hovoria títo ľudia, kto som?
And Peter says, well, some people say you're Elijah.
A Peter hovorí, že niektorí hovoria, že ty si Eliáš.
Some people say you're this prophet.
Niektorí hovoria, že ty si takýto prorok nejaký.
And Jesus turns to Peter.
A Pán Ježiš sa otočí priamo na Petra.
Says, but who do you think I am?
Ale ty, to si ty myslíš, že som.
He says, you are the Christ.
A on hovorí, že ty si Kristus.
You're the Son of God.
Syn Boha živého.
And Jesus says, you know what? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you.
A Pán Ježiš mu na to hovorí, že telo a krv ti to nezjavili.
You're speaking out spiritual revelation right now.
Teraz hovoríš duchovné zjavenie.
Right on, Peter.
Super, Peter.
And then, in the same moment,
ale hneď v tom istom momente,
Jesus begins to share with his disciples this idea that he will be the suffering servant.
A začína sa podieľať so svojimi učeníkmi Pán Ježiš o tom, že bude trpiaci služobník.
That he will be the one who will die for the sins of the world.
Že on bude ten, ktorý zomre za hriechy sveta.
And Peter gets Jesus aside.
A Peter zoberie Pána Ježiša na bok.
I want to tell you something, Jesus.
O Ježiš, ja ti teraz musím niečo povedať.
What are you doing?
Čo robíš?
This is not how heroes act.
Toto takto hrdina nereaguje.
What are you doing?
Čo robíš?
You know, and what is Jesus's reply?
A čo vám Pán Ježiš na to hovorí?
Says, get behind me, Satan.
Chod za mňa, Satan.
Because what you are saying are not the things of God, but the things of man.
Pretože to, čo hovoríš, nie sú veci od Boha, ale sú to veci z človeka.
You are telling me the popular view, but this is not God's view on the situation.
Teraz mi hovoríš to, čo si všetci myslia, ale nie je to Boží názor na túto situáciu.
These people had the same issue.
Títo ľudia mali také isté problémy.
They wanted to create God in the particular image they liked.
Oni chceli stvoriť Boha alebo vtesnať ho do toho vzoru, ktorý mali oni o ňom.
Jesus goes on in his answer. Bless you.
Pán Ježiš pokračuje v jeho odpovedi.
Says, you know, I told you, why don't you believe the miracles that I'm doing?
Povedal som vám, a prečo neveríte tým zázrakom, ktoré robím?
Why don't you believe the miracles?
Prečo neveríte zázrakom?
Remember, they're celebrating a great miracle right now in Hanukkah.
Majte na mysli, že oslavujú teraz zázrak, ktorý sa stal počas Hanuky.
They're celebrating the miracle of this candle opera burning for 8 days.
A oslavujú sviatok tejto sviečky abri, ako? Čo? Ktorá horela počas 8 dní.
You know, and he's almost kind of getting in their face about their inconsistency.
A ako keby im vynadával, alebo hovoril, že proste, čo si tu myslíte, prečo sa premieniate, prečo meníte názor, prevracate kabaty.
Because these people will hold on to this historical miracle, or maybe even a myth, or a legend.
Pretože ľudia by sa pridržali tohto historického zázraku, alebo nejakého mýtu, legendy.
More than the miracles that are happening right in front of their eyes.
A pridržali by sa toho viacej, ako tých zázrakov, ktoré sa odohrávajú priamo pred ich očami.
You know, these people were blinded by their expectations, their wrong expectations.
Títo ľudia boli zaslepení ich nesprávnymi očakávaniami.
Jesus said, or John talked about miracles, the writer of the gospel.
Jan, evangelista, písal tiež o zázrakoch, o miracles or
about miracles.
O zázrakoch.
At the end of this gospel, he'll write about miracles.
Na konci svojho evangelia píše o zázrakoch.
And he says, you know, I wrote all the miracles into my gospel.
A je tam napísané, že zapísal som všetky zázraky do môjho evangelia.
I took a record of them all.
Zapísal som ich všetky.
That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Aby vy ste verili, že Ježiš je Kristus, Syn Boha živého.
I just want to ask a question of you guys.
A ja sa vás teraz chcem spýtať jednu otázku.
What is your misconceptions?
Aké máte vy nesprávne očakávania alebo ponímania?
Or your expectations of God that may not be accurate.
Alebo tvoje očakávania od Pána Boha, ktoré možno nie sú v súlade s jeho očakávaniami.
That blind you to the miracles he's doing right in front of you.
A tieto očakávania, ktoré nie sú v súlade, ťa možno zaslepujú od tých zázrakov, ktoré práve teraz koná pred tvojimi očami.
Jesus said one more thing in his answer.
Povedal ešte jednu vec v jeho odpovedi.
He wanted to offer them more.
On im chcel ponúknuť viac.
They were looking for a political hero.
Oni čakali politického hrdinu.
Jesus was offering them much more.
Pán Ježiš im ponúkal o mnoho viac.
They wanted a Messiah.
Oni chceli Mesiáša.
He was giving them the Son of God.
On im dával Syna Božieho.
And it wasn't what they were looking for.
Ale nebolo to to, čo oni chceli, čo očakávali.
And let's look at the next set of slides.
A pozrieme si ďalšiu zbierku obrázkov.
The crowd's reaction is real simple.
Reakcia zástupu bola veľmi jednoduchá.
Let's kill this guy.
Zaujíme ho.
They said they started to pick up stones.
Začali zbierať kamene.
And they're going to stone this brother.
A chceli ukameňovať tohto človeka.
And Jesus says, you know, have I, you know, I've shown you many good works of the Father. Which one are you killing me for? You know, I've done a lot of miracles. Which one are you killing me for?
Pane Ježiš im hovorí, že veľa zázrakov som vám tu ukázal. Za ktorý z nich ma teraz chcete kameňovať?
And they say, because you claim to be God, you claim to be the Son of God.
A oni mu povedali, že pretože sa vyhlasuješ za Boha, že si Boží syn.
And then Jesus says some things in verse 34 through the end, and I'll just read that.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí nejaké veci od 34. verša až po koniec, a Patrik to prečíta.
And Slovak speakers, just read along.
Slováci si čítajte.
Says Jesus answered them. Let's look at Jesus' answer. Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods, small g, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father sent apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. And in verse 39, and again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Okay. Basically, bottom line is Jesus fulfilled Hanukkah.
Na záver jediné, čo nám zostáva, je, že Pán Ježiš naplnil Chanuku.
He says here that, you know, the Father had sanctified him.
Tu hovorí, že Otec ho posvetil.
To send him into the world.
A vyslal ho do sveta.
This word sanctify would be the same word as dedicate.
A toto posvetenie, slovo posvetenie, znamená to isté ako zasvetiť niečo.
What's the holiday they're celebrating?
A aký sviatok oslavujú?
The Feast of Dedication.
Sviatok zasvetenia chrámu.
Right. He's saying that, you know, I have been dedicated by the Father.
A hovorím, že ja som bol zasvetený Otcom.
And I am sent here to do something.
A som poslaný, aby som tu niečo robil.
Believe what you see.
Verte tomu, čo vidíte.
You know, simply believe.
Jednoducho verte.
And the crowd's reaction is they rejected him.
A reakcia tohto zástupu je, že ho odmietli.
They wanted to kill him.
Chceli ho zabiť.
And this reminds me of a verse that echoes in my mind many times.
A toto mi pripomína jeden verš, ktorý sa častokrát ozvučiava v mojej mysli.
Next slide, please. And it's in John chapter 1 verse 9.
Jan 1. kapitola 9. verš.
A light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
Svetlo bolo vo svete, svet ním postal, ale svet ho nepoznal. Alebo v slovenčine svetlo svieti v tme, ale tma ho nepochopila alebo neporozumela mu.
A light is shining in the darkness, but the darkness hasn't understood it.
Svetlo svieti v tme, ale tá tma mu nerozumie, nechápe ho.
That's a scary thing.
To je zastrašujúca vec.
When God shows up, but we don't know it.
Keď Pán Boh sa zjaví a my o tom nevieme.
Because we're so blind to our own expectations and our own desires.
Pretože sme zaslepení našimi vlastnými očakávaniami a našimi vlastnými túžbami.
What kind of Messiah are you looking for?
Akého Mesiáša ty očakávaš?
What are you looking for, someone who can fix your immediate problems?
Očakávaš niekoho, kto môže naplniť tvoju terajšiu potrebu?
You going through some tough times now?
Možno máš nejaké teraz problémy?
Are you just looking for a quick fix?
A čaká, že niekto príde a rýchlo ti to napraví?
Or are you looking for something much, much more?
Alebo hľadáš niekoho, kto ti dá omnoho, omnoho viac?
Because Jesus is offering much, much more.
Pretože Pán Ježiš ti ponúka omnoho, omnoho viac.
He says he is not just the Messiah, but he's the Son of God.
Pretože on hovorí, že nie je len Mesiáš, ale je Boží syn.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
Boh s nami.
The Son of God.
Boží syn.
We advent, we expect too little of him.
My adventujeme, alebo my očakávame veľmi málo od neho.
Expect more.
Očakávaj viac.
Because he's offering more.
Pretože on ponúka viac.
We're going to do one quick thing. We're going to talk about how Jesus fulfilled this very specifically this holiday.
A teraz veľmi rýchlo si povieme o tom, ako Pán Ježiš naplnil tento sviatok.
And Duncan, if you could turn the next slide, that would be great. Light of life.
Svetlo života.
Jesus, he is our, the light of our life.
Pán Ježiš je svetlo nášho života.
Paul says something to the church in Colossae.
Pavol hovorí niečo zboru v Koloseách.
And he was talking about judging people, but he shed a light on something else.
Hovorí tam síce o súdení ľudí, ale zasvietil na niečo iné.
And he says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 16 and 17.
Kolosenským 2:16-17.
Therefore do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or what you drink or what you regard as a religious festival or a new moon celebration or a Sabbath day. These are the shadows of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
Nech vás teda nikto nepozucuje ani pre jedenie a pitie, ani pre sviatky a novomesiace, alebo pre soboty. Veď sú len tieňom budúcich vecí, ale telo je Kristovo.
These feasts, these holidays that you can read about in the Old Testament.
Tieto sviatky a všetky oslavy, ktoré sa diali v starej zmluve.
Jesus is the fulfillment of those things.
Pán Ježiš je naplnením všetkých z nich.
And we actually this next year when the Jewish holidays come up, we're going to look at those holidays.
A tento ďalší rok, keď budú nejaké takéto židovské sviatky, tak sa budeme na ne všetky pozerať.
And we're going to talk about how Jesus is the fulfillment of these things.
A budeme sa pozerať na to, ako Pán Ježiš naplnil aj tieto sviatky.
Where the realities are found in him.
Kde realita je nájdená jedine v ňom.
Now remember Hanukkah, it's this festival freedom.
Čiže Chanuka je o sviatok slobody.
Rededication.
A znovu zasvetenia.
Miracle.
A zázraku.
And I think Jesus is all those things in our life.
A ja si myslím, že Pán Ježiš naplňa všetky tieto veci v našom živote.
Because you know the reality is all of us just like this holiday, all of us have set up abominations in our temples.
A myslím si, že každý jeden z nás si v svojom chráme postavil nejaké ohavnosti.
All of us have been like that Antiochus, where we dumped a bunch of garbage into our temples.
Aj my sme taký, ako bol ten Antiochus, či jak sa volal, že sme si dali do našich chrámov kadejaké ohavnosti a proste blbosti.
We've desecrated our hearts.
A znesvetili sme naše srdcia.
And we've all been like him and we've all set up little epiphanies in our hearts at one point.
A každý jeden z nás si určite aj vo svojom srdci spravil nejaké epifany, že my sme tí bohovia.
Where we've set up something in our heart and we've called it God and we've worshiped that thing or that person.
Kde my sme si v srdci zaumienili, alebo sme niekoho, alebo niečo, nejakú vec, alebo nejakého človeka uctievali ako Pána Boha.
We've messed up this temple of the Holy Spirit.
A sme znesvetili chrám Ducha Svätého.
And Jesus is the one that brings freedom.
A jedine Pán Ježiš prináša slobodu.
He's the one who is that hero to save the day.
On je ten hrdina, ktorý zachráni každý jeden deň.
Jesus says this in John chapter 3 verse 17.
A Pán Ježiš to hovorí v Jánovi v 3. kapitole v 17. verši.
Says God did not send his son.
A je tam napísané, že Boh neposlal syna na svet.
Into the world to condemn the world.
Aby ho odsúdil.
But to save it through him.
Ale aby ho skrze neho zachránil.
Jesus is our freedom.
Pán Ježiš je naša sloboda.
Jesus is also our dedication or our rededication.
Pán Ježiš je naše zasvetenie alebo posvetenie.
Because he was a suffering servant.
Pretože bol trpiacim služobníkom.
Because he did take on our iniquities.
Pretože on zobral naše nepravosti na seba.
Because he did all those things that we remembered when we took communion.
Pretože robil všetky tie veci, ktoré sme si pripomínali, keď sme mali večeru Pánovu.
Just like the Jews, they couldn't properly have a worship service in the temple without the flame going.
Takisto ako Židia nemohli mať správnu bohoslužbu v chráme, ak tam nemali tento svietnik a nehorelo tam svetlo.
Without Jesus we cannot worship God properly.
Takisto ani my bez Pána Ježiša nemôžeme po správnosti uctievať Pána Boha.
But lastly, Jesus is the miracle in our life.
Ale na záver, Pán Ježiš je ten zázrak v našich životoch.
He's that unexpected thing that happens.
On je tá neočakávaná vec, ktorá sa stane.
That where we just step out and say, I'm going to trust you.
Kde my vykročíme a povieme, dôverujem ti.
I'm going to light that candle and hope that it lasts for 8 days.
Ja zasvietím túto sviečku a budem dúfať, že bude svietiť až 8 dní.
I'm going to give you a try, Jesus.
Pane Ježišu, ja vyskúšam toto.
I'm going to let you do what I cannot do myself.
Ja ti dovolím, aby ty si spravil to, čo ja z vlastných síl nedokážem.
And you see that God brings miracles.
A môžete vidieť, že Boh prináša zázraky.
When we were talking about how the menorah works.
A ak si spomenáte, keď sme hovorili o tom, ako minora funguje.
Remember, this one doesn't represent it because this is a traditional candle stand.
Ale toto je tradičný svietnik. Čiže na tomto vám to nemôžem veľmi ukázať.
But the Hanukkah one has basically nine candles.
Ale tá, čo sa používa počas Chanuky, má 9 tých ramien.
In the middle one,
a ten stredný?
Doesn't count. So basically there's 8 candles in one middle one.
Čiže stredný sa neráta a je ich tam 8 tých sviečok.
Okay. And you always light the middle one.
Ale vždycky zapaluješ iba strednú sviečku.
And from that middle one you light the others.
A od tej strednej zasvedcuješ tie ďalšie.
And this actually, Dante, if you can give us the next slide. And it's called the shamash.
A táto stredná sa volá šamáš,
which basically means the servant,
čo znamená služobník.
Because this candle serves the others, it lights the others.
A táto sviečka zasvedcuje tých ďalších.
And I believe that Jesus is like the shama in our life.
A ja verím tomu, že Pán Ježiš je ako tento šamáš v našich životoch.
He's that miracle that lights us up.
On je ten zázrak, ktorý zasvedcuje aj nás.
He's the servant that is bent down and loved us.
On je ten služobník, ktorý sa skláňa a miluje nás a zapaluje svetlo.
Because Jesus is very clear.
Pretože Pán Ježiš to hovorí jasne.
He said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve.
A hovorí, že neprišiel som, aby mi bolo slúžené, ale aby som slúžil.
I came to bring light.
Prišiel som, aby som priniesol svetlo.
He came to bring freedom.
Aby som priniesol slobodu.
So I just want to encourage you tonight.
Tak vás chcem pozbudiť dnes večer.
Let the flame of the shamash of Jesus burn brightly in you.
Dovolte plameniu šamaša, aby vo vás horelo jasne.
Take his example.
Zoberte si jeho príklad.
Start lighting light in other people's life.
A začnite zasvetcovať svetlo v životoch iných.
Be what Jesus called you as a church.
Buďte to, do čoho vás Pán Ježiš povolal ako cirkev.
Says you are the light of the world.
Pretože hovorí, že vy ste svetlo sveta.
You know, a city on a hill cannot be hidden.
A mesto na vrchu nemôže byť skryté.
You know, it shines.
Svieti.
Be that.
Buďte aj to.
Because you have him.
Pretože máte jeho.
That is something great to look forward to.
To je niečo úžasné, na čo sa môžeme tešiť.
In this Christmas season.
Aj počas tohto vianočného obdobia.
So, let us do this.
Čiže teraz